What if the most powerful medicine wasn't in your pill cabinet, but on your dinner plate? This groundbreaking concept forms the foundation of Dr. Rupi Aujla's work. When diagnosed with atrial fibrillation at just 24, this NHS doctor faced a stark choice: lifelong medication or a risky procedure. Instead, he completely transformed his diet, swapping toast and cereals for dark, leafy greens, miso, nuts, and seeds. His AF episodes vanished. This personal transformation revealed a glaring gap in medical education. Despite years of training, doctors receive minimal nutrition education, leaving them ill-equipped to address the root causes of our biggest health challenges. The science is clear. Nutritional interventions impact society's biggest killers more effectively than many medications. This isn't about replacing necessary pharmaceuticals with supplements or believing in miracle foods. It's about recognizing that disease stems from complex interactions between diet, sleep, exercise, and stress, a relationship largely unfamiliar to conventionally trained physicians. The Mediterranean diet's impact on cancer, diabetes, and cardiovascular risk far exceeds what many pills or surgeries can achieve. Yet our healthcare systems remain focused on treatment rather than prevention. Though not vegetarian or vegan, I center my diet around plants based on compelling science. Plants contain phytochemicals that influence inflammation, bone health, and cancer prevention. Research shows increased fruit and vegetable consumption significantly reduces risk of stroke, heart disease, and cancer. I enjoy animal protein once or twice weekly, recognizing nutrients like B12 are difficult to obtain from purely plant sources. I view meat as a luxury item, similar to our ancestors, and am concerned about mass-produced livestock's effects on health and environment. Rather than promoting trendy diets, I advocate for the Mediterranean approach: plant-based proteins, fiber from nuts and legumes, quality fats, and limited meat. This isn't about dietary dogma, but encouraging a healthier lifestyle through delicious, plant-focused meals adaptable to various cuisines. While many worry about protein when eating this way, our more pressing public health issue is actually lack of nutrient density and fiber. Plants high in protein also contain abundant fiber and health-promoting compounds that animal products can't match. The trillions of microbes in your colon, collectively called the microbiome, function as the forgotten organ. These microscopic allies protect against infections, break down food, create neurotransmitters, and regulate our immune system. They influence conditions from dementia to diabetes, leading specialists to develop gut-focused treatments. This approach echoes traditional eating methods across cultures, from Japanese pickled ginger and miso to Korean kimchi. Modern Western diets have lost these benefits through processing techniques that extend shelf life but damage our internal ecosystem. Instead of expensive supplements, I recommend evidence-based interventions, prebiotic foods, specialized fibers feeding beneficial microbes, probiotic foods, unpasteurized fermented foods, polyphenol-rich foods, cacao, dark leafy greens, spices, dietary variety, and some raw foods. Additionally, avoid unnecessary antibiotics, limit refined carbohydrates and artificial sweeteners, and incorporate exercise, laughter, and mindfulness, all positively influencing this complex internal community essential to overall health. Every bite you take communicates directly with your genes, influencing their expression for better or worse health outcomes. This field, encompassing nutrigenomics, nutrigenetics, and epigenetics, reveals that despite our inherited genetic blueprint, we have remarkable power to influence health through diet and lifestyle. Cruciferous vegetables contain sulforaphane, a compound that stabilizes cells, protects against cancer, and impacts gene regulators. Herbs and spices contain plant chemicals that influence genetic activity, like the inflammation-suppressing flavones in parsley that help prevent cancer and diabetes. The vibrant colors in fruits and vegetables represent phytochemicals affecting our genes. Anthocyanins in beetroot and berries activate antioxidant genes. Your microbiome contains over 100 times more genetic material than your own DNA, communicates with your genes, and can be altered through diet. Beyond food, sleep produces melatonin, which activates repair genes. Time-restricted eating improves genes controlling sugar metabolism, and mindfulness practices affect genetic markers of aging, potentially having literal anti-aging effects. There is no perfect one-size-fits-all diet. Our nutritional needs are unique, influenced by genetics, microbiome, cultural background, age, and environment. Rather than rigidly categorizing foods as good or bad, create a personalized eating style that adapts to your changing needs. Low-carb approaches like paleo and keto show benefits for insulin sensitivity and diabetes in some studies, but have drawbacks: constipation, bad breath, and potential increased cancer risk from insufficient fiber. Many can't maintain these diets long-term and often regain weight when returning to carbohydrates. The CERT diet oversimplifies nutrition by narrowly focusing on specific genetic pathways. While intermittent fasting shows promise, restricting calories to 500 for 2 days weekly isn't sustainable for most people. The medical profession's decades-long obsession with reducing dietary fat proved counterproductive. We promoted hydrogenated fats and sugary alternatives that harmed vulnerable populations. Many diets problematically focus on weight loss as the primary success measure, yet BMI poorly predicts health outcomes. Good health exists independent of size and weight. We need less emphasis on weight and more focus on overall well-being. Growing up in an Indian household, I was surrounded by spices, herbs, and folk medicines that treated everything from sore throats to constipation. This Ayurvedic heritage has potential to become recognized treatment for chronic disease. Turmeric, one of nutritional science's most researched spices, shows promise for preventing bowel cancer, dementia, pain, and inflammatory conditions. Studies reveal whole plants work better than isolated compounds like curcumin. Garlic forms the flavor base for most of my meals, with research suggesting cancer risk reduction and antibacterial properties. Ginger has been studied for cancer prevention and nausea treatment, with its antioxidants driving these benefits. Sumac offers a warm citrus flavor and ranks among the most antioxidant-rich ingredients available. Cumin contains antibacterial and blood sugar regulating compounds, while cinnamon shows anti-inflammatory and metabolic benefits. Even kitchen herbs like basil, rosemary, and thyme contain chemicals that reduce oxidative stress and inflammation, important factors in lifestyle-related diseases. A holistic diet and lifestyle works best for health. Key principles include: eat colorful foods with 2 vegetables per meal, focus on plant protein, embrace quality fats, contain eating within a 10-11-hour window, eliminate refined foods, prioritize 7 to 8 hours sleep, take electronic detoxes, incorporate movement, and practice mindfulness. For busy lives, develop kitchen strategies. Prepare flavor bases, stock frozen vegetables, cook grains and pulses in bulk, and build a spice collection. If cooking feels stressful, approach it mindfully. Plan meals, keep essentials stocked, prepare ingredients beforehand, and clean as you cook. Consider cooking with others to make it social. Food affects our cell structure, microbes, brain chemistry, and genetic material. Plates truly are as powerful as pills. This journey isn't about perfection, but progress. Start with small changes, like adding 1 new vegetable weekly. By embracing these principles, you're potentially changing your health trajectory for decades. In a world dominated by processed foods and quick-fix medications, returning to real food might be the most revolutionary medicine of all.